Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. The Shuckers and the M-Braves getting set to wrap up a six-game set at 105. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by a guy who's been so much fun to watch this year, Carlos Rodriguez, the pitcher. Carlos, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What's it been like, hot start to the year, but also you're one of two Carlos Rodriguezes on the team. Does it ever get confusing for you?
Oh, yeah. We basically wear each other's clothes in the clubhouse. When we're on the road, we get it mixed up. But nah, it's fun. It's fun. I tell the guys, I was like, oh, look, I could be like the Shohei Ohtani because I'm hitting and pitching. But no, it's been a great experience for me. It's fun.
Well, I think it's always fun when you throw a pitch and then Carlos Rodriguez catches the ball in the outfield. It's almost like you make the play yourself.
Exactly. So if the guys don't read the report right, they might have think I ran out there to right field to catch that fly ball.
What's it also been like being in Double-A? You essentially skipped High-A. You were only there for about seven starts at the end of last year, and now you've rolled into a hot start here in Double-A with the Shuckers.
No, it's been a great experience. It's fun. I honestly like the competition, and like I just want to prove myself what I could do at this level.
And you're a young kid as well. You're going up against guys who are 25, 26, 27 years old. What's that like for you when you look in the opposing batter box and it's a guy who's got about 5-6 years on you?
No, I don't really think about it too much because at the end of the day, I think about like players like in the big leagues. I've gotten to the big leagues at 19 years old and they've had to face Hall of Famers and stuff. So like in my mind, they're just other guys in the box. I can't really think about it too much.
Well, speaking about facing future Hall of Famers, you represented Team Nicaragua in the World Baseball Classic and got the start in Game 1 against Team Puerto Rico that started off with Francisco Lindor. Kike Hernandez was in that lineup, and then Javi Baez was a little farther down. What was that experience like, getting to face a team of all-stars and representing your home country?
No, it was a great honor for me. It was a dream come true because at the end of the day, of pitching in front of all those fans is like an amazing experience, and like you said, facing future Hall of Famers like Lindor, it's fun. It was fun. I honestly, I'm happy for the results I had in that outing.
Well, you also, what'd you have, one run, no runs? It was a good outing, four innings in.
Yeah, it was. I got to strike out Javi Baez, so that was pretty cool, and it was a good start. I gave up one run, but let's hope to see them soon in the big leagues now.
There we go. But you also are a kid who moved to the United States with your parents from Nicaragua at 8 years old. Being born in Nicaragua and having parents from Nicaragua, getting to start the first game for your home country in the WBC, how special of a moment was that for you and your family?
No, it was definitely an emotional moment because for my family in Nicaragua to be able to see me and to pitch at that level was just awesome for me, and I couldn't ask for anything else in the world.
What was that atmosphere like in Miami? Because that was a party, that entire pool.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even hear myself talk. It was it was a lot of people there. And then you had drums, everything. It was a great experience, honestly. The postseason-like, honestly.
You grew up in Florida after moving to the United States, the Miami area. And then you attended Southwest Florida State for junior college. What kind of trended you towards the decision to go the junior college route?
Well, I was signed with Miami coming out of college, but then I had skipped a grade because I was not in my grade class. So I tried to grab my credits, and I wasn't able to get there. So I thought going since that COVID season, the 2020, the draft was a little shortened up. I thought the best thing to do was go JUCO and see if I'm able to get drafted that year. If not, go D1 after. But it played out good.
It worked out well.
Yeah, so far. So yeah, it was a good experience for me.
What was that experience like at Southwest Florida State, one of the better JUCO schools in the country, and you were part of a team that was one of the better schools in the country that year?
No, yeah, we had a lot of guys come out that year. We had like at least like five or six draftees or like one free agent signing, but it was an awesome experience. I mean, I think we were the only JUCO with a stadium and a whole major league clubhouse because we played at the old Red Sox spring training field, so it was a great experience.
Everyone who plays JUCO seems to have one wild and crazy junior college baseball story that's just so out of the ordinary, it fits in with the whole JUCO lifestyle. What's yours?
Oh, that comes to mind right now. I can't think of it, but there was a lot back and forth when we were playing each other, and like I guess no one just didn't care. But yeah, you find some characters in JUCO for sure.
How much did it help your development going there for 1 year and then immediately able to get drafted and join the Brewers system?
It was good because at the end of the day, I was like, I had a lot of guys there that were at the same level that I was, and it was like we were all competing against each other and having good coaches like I did that year, and it helped me develop good. The season got shortened up because I got hurt, but I had a pretty good first half of the season.
Well, and you haven't stopped since. Carlos, thanks much for joining us. It's been a blast to watch you this year. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for the interview. I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M-Braves at 105.